heading forward and backward of rowers in rowboats, the horseman in his saddle. Girls, mothers, housekeepers, in all their performances. The group of laborers seated at noontime with their open dinner kettles and their wives waiting. The female soothing a child. The farmer's daughter in the garden or cowyard. The young fellow hoeing corn, the sleigh driver, driving his six horses through the crowd. The wrestle of wrestlers, two apprentice boys, quite grown, lusty, good-natured, native-born, out on the vacant lot at sundown after work. The coats and caps thrown down, the embrace of love and resistance, the upper hold and under hold, the hair rumpled over and blinding the eyes, the march of firemen in their own costumes, the play of masculine muscles through clean-setting trousers and waist straps, the slow return from the fire, the pause when the bell strikes suddenly again, and the listening on the alert. The natural, perfect, varied attitudes, the bent head, the curved neck and the counting. Such like I love, I loosen myself, pass freely, am at the mother's breast with the little child, swim with the swimmers, wrestle with wrestlers, march in line with the firemen, and pause, listen, and count. I knew a man, a common farmer, the father of five sons, and in them the father of sons, and in them the father of sons. This man was of wonderful vigor, calmness, beauty of person, the shape of his head, the pale yellow and white of his hair and beard, the immeasurable meaning of his black eyes, the richness and breath of his manners. These I used to go and visit him to see. He was wise also. He was 6 feet tall. He was over 80 years old. His sons were massive, clean, bearded, tan-faced, handsome. They and his daughters loved him. All who he saw loved him. They did not love him by allowance. They loved him with personal love. He drank water only. The blood showed like scarlet through the clear brown skin of his face. He was a frequent gunner and fisher. He sailed his boat himself. He had a fine one presented to him by a ship joiner. He had a fowling pieces presented to him by men that loved him. When he went with his five sons and many grandsons to hunt fish, you would pick him out as the most beautiful and vigorous of the gang. You would wish long and long to be with him. You would wish to sit by him in the boat that you and he might touch each other. I have perceived that to be with those I like is enough. To stop in company with the rest at evening is enough. To be surrounded by beautiful, curious, breathing, laughing flesh is enough. To pass among them or touch anyone, or rest my arm ever so slightly round his or her neck for a moment. What is it then? I do not ask any more delight. I swim in it as in a sea. There is something in staying close to men and women and looking at them, and in the contact and odor with them that pleases the soul as well. All things please the soul, but these please the soul well. So that is an excerpt from Walt Whitman. As you can see, there are a lot of subliminal messaging in there about his own sexuality that American history kind of overlooks. So it's a great day to appreciate Walt Whitman and all that he was and the time period in which he was so popular. It's quite beautiful to read something like that. And now I will be playing another song by a queer artist. This one is going to be One of Your Girls by Troye Sivan.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should trademark your face. Running on the block to be
culture iconography standing right in front of me. Look at you.
Was Troy Sivan. What a great song. Hit from last year, but the hits just keep on coming. So now I would like to take a moment. We're going to talk about David Hockney. Very exciting stuff. And I also do just want to say, if there is anybody at the Solstice Festival or anybody listening right now who could teleport to Catskill, if you have any stories you would love to share, queer stories, I would love to hear some of it. So come find me down here, if you're into that. So now let's talk about David Hockney. David Hockney is a very, famous painter. He does prints, he did, setting design. Truly, truly inspirational painter, an artist who is still alive. David Hockney is 87 years old. So he has seen a lot of transition within the queer community. He has seen the revolution all the way up until now, and everything going on now. So he has, I would love to pick his brain on all of the things that he's ever seen. But I do want to discuss one of his really cool collections. It is called the Tate Collection, if anybody wants to do some more investigation. And in this collection, David Hockney went and visited his friends in California at the time. He started diving into more of his sexuality and painting his sexuality. It was nothing explicit or outright. It was more of a subliminal look deeper. He began painting some of his queer friends. My favorite that I had found is called Christopher Isherwood and Don Bacardi, and it's a painting of two men. This is also from his Tate collection, if anybody wants to see it and look it up. So it was an English novelist and playwright, Christopher Isherwood, his friend, and then his partner, which was another artist, Don Bacardi, and it was in their Californian home. So Hockney really painted a scene of two men just sitting on a couch, but the painting tells a bigger story than that. It's quite beautiful. It really is just two men sitting on a couch, but you can feel the comfortability, the love, the shared feelings. It really is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful painting. And this time in his life, he was really able to create a community around him, a nice queer community around him. And I think there's something beautiful about that. I think that our community also gives a really safe space for our queer community members. So very grateful to be here. And yeah. So I also want to talk about this next song that we're going to play is by a queer artist that I feel like everybody knows, or at least a lot of people know. It's a bit of a long song, but George Michael, what an inspirational figure. We're going to listen to him now, and he's great. So take a listen. Is that song truly, truly beautiful? I hate to say that I did notice that it was in the Baby Girl movie. I don't know if any listeners have watched it out there. Wasn't as good as expected. But the song and George Michael, what an icon. Such a great, great queer icon. Gone too soon. So I did just want to bring it back to our lovely pledge drive going on right now. Want to give a shout out to that. So we are looking at the donations right now. We are at $51. Thank you to the person who who donated another dollar. Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. I really appreciate you. You're really great. Shout out to you. The pledge drive is great because we do bring a lot to the community and we do thrive off of your support as listeners. We have a beautiful art park at Wave Farm. Incredible place to go with your friends, family, truly beautiful. And your support helps us keep it all running. If you like listening to us and you want to keep hearing us, you can go on our website at wavefarm.org, wavefarm.org, and you can check out our donation wheel and see how we're raising money, and you can also submit a donation. If I could get like 2 people to donate, at least a dollar, I feel like I've done something today. So That's our lovely pledge drive. We do have a lot of great stuff, and feel free to stop by the studio anytime or Wave Farm. It's beautiful there. But now I am going to bring it back to our segment and talking about queer icons. Very exciting. I'm going to throw it back to a really ancient one. We thought Walt Whitman was old, but this is the origin. This is the origin here. So I'm going to talk about Sapphos. So Sapphos was an ancient Greek female poet, and she was from Eros. They believe either Erisos or Miletilin. And it's on the island of Lesbos. So that is where the origin of lesbian came from. She and the word sapphic. Sapphos was a really great poet who talked about really sheltered issues, obviously, from the ancient Greek world. And she has some really, really beautiful, she has beautiful way with words. So I am going to read a little bit of her, a little excerpt, from her poems. It's been translated, obviously, because she was Greek. So translation, I can't speak to that, but hopefully you'll love what she has to say. Shout out to Sappho. It reads like this. Immortal Aphrodite, on your intricately brocaded throne, child of Zeus, weaver of wiles, this I pray. Dear lady, don't crush my heart with pains and sorrows, but come here, if ever before, when you heard my far-off cry, you listened and you came, leaving your father's house. yoking your chariot of gold. Then beautiful swift sparrows led you over the black earth, from the sky through the middle air, whirling their wings into a blur. Rapidly they came, and you, O blessed goddess, a smile on your immortal face, ask what had happened this time. Why did I call again? And what did I especially desire for myself and my frenzied heart? Who this time am I to persuade to your love? Sappho, who is doing you wrong? For even if she flees, soon she shall pursue. And if she refuses gifts, soon she shall give them. And if she doesn't love you, soon she shall love, even if she's unwilling. Come to me now, once again, and release me from grueling anxiety. All that my heart longs for, fulfill, and be yourself my ally in love's battle. Some say an army of horsemen, some of foot soldiers, some of ships, is the fairest thing on the earth, Black. But I say it is what one loves. It is very easy to make this clear to everyone, for Helen, by far surpassing mortals in beauty, left the best of all husbands and sailed to Troy, mindful of neither her child nor her dear parents, but with one glimpse she was seduced by Aphrodite. For easily bent and nimbly has reminded me now of Anactoria, who is not here. I would much prefer to see the lovely way she walks and the radiant glance of her face than the war chariots of the Lydians or their foot soldiers in arms. That man to me seems equal to gods. The man who sits opposite you and close by listens to your sweet voice and your enticing laughter, that indeed has stirred up the heart in my breast. For whenever I look at you even briefly, I can no longer say a single thing. But my tongue is frozen in silence. Instantly, a delicate flame runs beneath my skin. With my eyes, I see nothing. My ears make a whirring noise. A cold sweat covers me, trembling, seizes my body, and I am greener than grass. Lacking but little of death do I seem. So that was Sapphos. Hello to the people outside. Hope you're having a great day. So that was Sapphos. And that was actually where the origin of the word lesbian came from. So she was a pretty beautiful poet. I don't think that our translation probably does it as beautiful of justice. But I think the message is pretty clear. Very, very beautiful words by her. And now I'm going to play a song by another beautiful lesbian. And I hope you enjoy.
Their arms are like an angel through the car, some real
That was the lovely Chapel Roan, as most of you probably know. She is a great, I don't want to say emerging artist, because she's already emerged, but she is a great artist to check out. And right now, I am going to switch over. We've talked about some great gay artists, and we just read that beautiful poem by Sapphos. But now I'm going to switch it over to do some trans visibility, because I think it's very important during this time. They had a beautiful, beautiful, very big trans flag at the Hudson Pride Parade today. It was absolutely incredible, held by like over 20 people. Really, really special moment to witness. I'm not going to lie. It was quite beautiful. So I'm going to read, I have two shorter poems, one is by a trans, poet, and the other is by a gender fluid, poet. So the first one I'm going to read is by Keith Silva. He is a bit of a smaller writer, that I found online, but, he has some really great work if you want to check him out. Keith Silva, Keith K-E-A-T-H, because that tripped me up for a little while. So this is how his poem goes. When you call me by the name and pronouns I adore, you give a gentle warm hug, a hand up, a healing balm, a bright smile in the dark, a heart-opening wink, a bouquet of sunflowers, a yarrow blossom, circle of protection, a tender rose of sweetness, years of my life, a burst of energy, the ability to focus, a nourishing sense of safety and belonging, a happy memory, a warm cup of tea. When you call me by the name and pronouns I adore, you give me wellness, welcome, and home. I think that poem is so beautiful. It really just really encapsulates the journey that a lot of people are on right now. And it really shows you that community can help you make you feel loved. So I'm sending love to all of my transgender listeners out there and transgender people in general. You are so loved and so seen by all of the right people. And I would love to let you listen to this next poem. This is by Denez Smith. So Denez Smith is an American poet, writer, and performer. They are from St. Paul, Minnesota. They are queer, non-binary, and they are HIV positive. So a lot of their work really ties in a lot of the struggles that we do face in the community. So he is an incredible, incredible artist to check out. Denez Smith, it's spelled D-A-N-E-Z Smith. Truly, truly incredible. So I'm going to read The 17-Year-Old and the Gay Bar. And it goes like this. This gin-heavy heaven, bless ground to think gay and mean we. Bless the fake ID and the bouncer who knew this need to be needed to belong, to know how a man tasteful on vodka and free of sin. I know not which God to pray to. I look to Christ. I look to every mouth on the dance floor I order. I order a whiskey Coke. name it the blood of my new savior. He is just, he begs me to dance, to marvel men with the dash of hips I brought. He deems any mouth in some stranger's mouth necessary. Bless that man's mouth, the song we sway sloppy to, the beat, the bridge, the length of his hand on my thigh and back, and I know not which country I am of. I want to live on his tongue, build a home of gospel and gaiety. I want to raise a city behind his teeth for all boys of choirs and closets to refuge in. I want my new God to look at the Mecca I built him and call it damn good. Or maybe I'm just tipsy and free for the first time, willing to worship anything I can taste. So, so beautiful. And I feel that it really can connect to a lot of people's journeys, just like the other poem. The first time feeling who you really are out loud. Something quite beautiful, scary, adrenaline rush, but so, so beautiful. And I'm going to link it to a song. We are now going to listen to American Teenager by Ethel Kane, who is also a trans artist. Shout out, Ethel. Absolutely love, love, love her music. So we are going to listen to that now. Please enjoy.
Say you love me,
that was the lovely, lovely Ethel Cain with American Teenager. And I am just going to throw it back to our pledge drive one more time before I play you out with some lovely, lovely music. So yeah, please, 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 please come find us at wavefarm.org. I'll spell it out one more time. WAVEFARM.org. You can check out our pledge drive meter there to see how much has been donated. Give thanks to our lovely community members who have donated, and you can make a difference, even if it's just a dollar or two. We really do appreciate all of you in our community and how much you support us and our mission. We would not be where we are without you. So we really do appreciate every single thing that comes into the station, that's suggested to the station, that's donated to the station. We love you all. Shout out to the people outside. They seem really nice. So I'm going to play you out with this next song, which is by Robin, everybody's favorite. And also shout out to Lena Dunham. She's not listening, but love her dearly. And this song reminds me of her. So I'm going to play this for her. And then we're going to listen to Cheryl Lynn. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate it. Stay blessed.
Love you better than I can. You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.